3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to what I'm sure is going to be the most annoying episode of the Ignorant Noodle that we've recorded so far. This nigga beside me is already hungry, so he's ate, what, 3-4 bags of chips out my house?
And two raviolis.
Tati's not here, so we got Destiny filling in. She ain't even wearing her mic, so she about to be talking. Who knows if it's going to pick her up. It's your boy Dre.
It's your boy. You call me whatever you want. I'm afraid of the dark. I was born in February, but I still march. What going on?
Nate Higgers.
Nate
Higgers.
Show do.
Kevin's son was a mistake.
Which one?
Nick.
Ers? Damn, shout out my nigga Nick Kerr.
No, that nigga getting a job and changing his name to Nicholas is probably one of the smartest things he's done.
Got to. I seen somebody who was named Toyota change their name to Toya, so, you know.
That's your sister's original name was?
Nigga, please. My family has sense. they would never do us like that.
Y'all ain't never, they ain't never named y'all off the stuff they couldn't afford? Is that why your sister named Camry?
Who can't afford no Toyotas?
Your sister ain't named Ultima?
we really have one over here. Damn,
chips good in here. Don't eat no more chips, Chris.
Oh, I'm getting another bag on the way out.
As long as you're leaving.
what are we eating at?
I already told you, man. I did my obligation to feed you.
No, nigga.
I already had one meeting this morning. That I paid for. I ain't feeding
your
ass.
Did you put that shit back in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
You heated the whole thing up, put hot sauce on it, and then put it
back in. I put hot sauce on the top layer, and I ate the top layer.
Oh, you thought you were going to have a sensible conversation with this nigga? No.
I'm confused on what I did wrong.
Why would you heat the whole thing up like you don't have bowls or plates?
I'm drinking water out of a food processor.
Yeah, that was a conscious decision.
You tell me.
All of this was a conscious decision.
You tell me.
He chooses to do this every week. People just don't see it on camera.
I'm about to call the feds.
You may not have been paying attention to this nigga, but he does this every week.
I'm calling the feds on y'all.
We ain't had no food. That's why he ain't been eating bullshit.
We don't have no food no more.
This is one of the reasons why I'm glad this is here. Because I know y'all finna have snacks now.
No, we're not.
I know y'all gonna be cooking every
this
time.
This nigga gonna
be
fighting with a baby for the snacks.
She not gonna eat all of it.
You must have Jane, huh?
Hey, real shit. That little fat monkey can eat.
Don't play with her.
Whatever she don't eat, deals.
That's me.
Between me, Bean, and KJ, y'all niggas ain't never gonna have shit over here.
We ain't buying shit for y'all.
Listen. When I say that little nigga already pissing me off, nigga just be making shit. Nigga took some ramen noodles, said, I'm tired of the regular flavor, so I just did a little experiment with it. Mm-mm. I said, bro, what the fuck you doing in my house?
When I had made
stir fry one day, but... So Walmart give you the stir fry bags that come with the vegetables, the sauce, and they all you gotta do is add noodles and meat, mm-hmm. right? Publix don't do that. They just give you the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to figure out how to make my own sauce. Figure that out. So apparently that nigga took that sauce, some mayo,
oh, hell yeah.
And I think he said cream cheese, mm-hmm. and mixed it all together on some noodles. I don't even know if he used like the regular flavoring packet or if he just threw it away. Nigga took one bite and threw that shit out. I said, nigga, stop wasting food in my house. Please stop wasting food in my house. I'm gonna have to fuck you up.
Like, nigga, that ain't even some shit that I would eat.
Dog, all I said was, nigga, when the last time you had cream cheese and mayo together?
That's what I'm saying.
I had it before. No, the fuck you did, nigga.
Like,
no,
he fucked all the noodles up when he did that.
Dog.
But you know what niggas doing nowadays? They're making ramen tacos.
He had put peppers in it.
Like bell peppers?
Yeah, some green and red bell peppers.
Who did that? KJ?
Yeah.
The fuck out here.
But yeah, I seen that ramen taco shit, and I was like, nah, dog. Nah.
If there was the soft tacos, like, I probably fuck with it.
It's probably worse.
But it was the hard shell.
I feel like it was worse because the noodles didn't even look seasoned.
No,
like, it looked like they had no pack in there. They was just cooked noodles.
They didn't throw the pack in there. Also, he didn't throw no onion powder, no garlic powder, and no And no seasoning salt in there. Like how y'all niggas be doing.
I was about to say, how far you go on your noodles? Seasoning. Cause to me, it's noodles, packet, water. That's it.
Ain't doing that. But niggas nowadays are talking about they putting an egg, onion powder, garlic powder, seasoning salt, and lemon pepper seasoning in there. And I'm like,
look how excited she just got.
I didn't get excited. Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, let me tell you something about KJ Mama. Big Shonda.
My
loving big sister.
How's she making the noodles, bro? And please don't piss me off.
let's just say she gonna get the regular packet, seasoning salt. She don't really do the onion and garlic powder, but it will be seasoning salt, hot sauce, ham, and some boiled eggs.
And then on top of that, is there hot sauce involved?
Yeah, hot sauce going in there. Oh, gosh. And she'll, you want some? Nah, I'm good, Sean. I'm good, dog. I don't need none of that. Oh, you must still be doing that vegan vegetarian thing. Nah, baby, that's just bullshit. I'm just good on whatever you just made.
Well, okay, so how is she doing it? Is the egg scrambled or is it
boiled egg. You heard what I said. It's a boiled egg.
You know what, bro? Next time she make
noodles. 9 out of 10, she's going to make it with the noodles. Like, when the noodles boil, she's just going to put her eggs in there.
You know what, bro? I hate to say this.
You want it?
I need a bowl next time.
What?
He going to eat everything at least once.
I just got to try.
When he talks shit, it's because he's tried it. That's one thing about him. He ain't just about to open his mouth for no checking on it.
I just got to taste it. If she substitute a ham for Kanika sausages, then maybe.
What sausages?
Kanika.
What the fuck is that?
Oh god, Vienna, you ain't sausage? Been in the South long enough. smoked sausages. Yeah.
It's a brand, like kielbasa.
With that,
but yours got the crunch. The Kanika got the.
First of all, I just found out.
You bite so hard, the skin hold on. You got to, like, chew through it.
Yeah.
Like that kind of
stuff. Bro, I just found out that their bitches is not burning the sausage no more. Like, when they cook them, they're just making them.
They're just heating them up?
Yeah, they just throwing them on the pan. Like, they're not burning them. And I'm like, that's what a flavor at.
Here's the thing. On the sausage, niggas that be eating black hot dogs, I can't do it.
Where they lose me.
I can't do it. Yeah, no. When niggas be posting on people like, how black you want it? Three. And niggas be like, let me get that 10, dog.
I need it just cooked enough that you flip it on every single side. Nah. And it's not black.
I would say, if it got like a black mark or two somewhere in there, cool, because that means like it's been sitting on there. That's probably some of the grease from the other food coming up off the grill, but it ain't really the hot dog. I'm cool with that. But when it dead ass be like, shit look like Winnie Harlow, I'm like, nah, I can't.
To cancel you.
And from what I hear, they're trying to cancel Winnie Harlow.
She's already problematic. So that's why I had nothing to say. But we made that joke. But first of all, are you making your crawfish boil with Tampico juice?
Tired of seeing that.
What they're doing. they're doing.
Speaking of,
they're doing crawfish boil
because I've been taking pictures of the shrimp for them people. I got like some headless shrimp in the freezer. I was like, damn, might be time for a seafood bowl. You gonna buy if you get the crab legs or the crawfish?
I'll get the crab legs.
I was like, I'll save you a bowl.
What?
You get one leg, two shrimp, half a potato, and I might let you look at the corn.
No, so let me rephrase that. I need three crab legs, all the crawfish, all the shrimp. No potato, no corn, and no egg.
Listen, I've been in Louisiana a long time.
We don't even want nothing but crab legs.
I ain't never seen no fucking egg in them bowls. I don't know where that new shit came from. I don't know what these fucking crab in a bag ass restaurants been got people thinking. I ain't never been to a seafood bowl and had an egg in it.
I forgot which one of y'all favorites said that eating the egg out of the crawfish boy was sassy. And I was like, that's the worst shit in the whole boy. Duh. So I'm confused on who was eating
so, that. I ain't never brought you to Louisiana with me, have I?
No.
Damn. Sorry, bro. When we go down there and we party, they buy, you know, them plastic containers? Them, like, the... to-go? The beans? Nah, like, storage containers.
Yeah, like them beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We buy them. Mm-hmm. And we fill them bitches up. Because it used to be just the coolers. Then we move past that. We cooking too much. So we get the big ones. And it'd be like crabs over here, crawfish over here, potatoes over here. And you could just go in, just pick out what you want. Ooh, or it'd be like corn and potatoes in there. But that's how we do it with the big containers. This little bag shit that they be trying to sell, niggas, like, dead ass, I look at that and I go, what the fuck is, like, what is that supposed to do? Because I'm not. I want to go somewhere where I get the shovel, that damn ice scooper, scoop up my crawfish, scoop up my corn. Like, I need variety. I need the big containers.
Is this a safe space?
No. Continue.
Okay. All that just reminded me of, bro, I hate when y'all do them damn pork chop sandwiches. Because of that big ass bone.
Yes. Hey. Me and mama used to fuck up
a man.
Hey, mayo, hot sauce, pork chop. That's it. And know what the fucked up part is? When my mama ate it, she would dead ass hold the bone with the bread and eat around it and then, like, move the bone to the other side. Yeah, that shit
because I want y'all to know there are boneless pork chops out there. Like, you can go to the store and buy them.
Like you said, that's what that flavor had, bitch. We need that bone, nigga. That's what the flavor.
Okay, so I'm with you on the
chicken. Oh, what you saying? On the take the bone out?
On the chicken leg sandwiches. I'm with you there. First of all,
I don't even do
first
that.
First of all,
I'll dead ass do it with a pork chop sandwich before chicken.
First of all, the most flavorful meat is always on the bone. Okay, but two, if you're gonna make a sandwich, it doesn't make sense to have something with a big ass bone in it, like. Like, that shit pissed me off every single time.
Nah, that ain't nothing compared to them restaurants that'll give you, like, the burger, like, the steak burger, and they'll have a bone and shit. Like, they do, like, it'll be a steak burger, pork chop sandwiches. They'll, like, have the bone, all that extra shit.
Where are you eating it?
Nigga, it'd be social media. I don't be at the restaurant. I'd just be seeing that shit, and I'd be like, the cheeseburger, where they give you, like, this burger. It looks beautiful. It's nicely stacked, layered. And then somebody can come over with melted cheese and just dump it on top of that shit. And be like, who's touching that? Like, who's picking that up anymore?
No. That's going to be a no for me.
You eating a fried watermelon?
First of all, I saw that. And no. It's going to be a no for me. Because, first of all, I like my watermelon one way. Okay, and like,
off a lesbian's ass?
Whoa.
Out of whose ass?
A lesbian.
A nigga who be fucking dykes. But anywho, no, I like my watermelon one way, and I just now got used to putting salt and cinnamon on there.
Cinnamon?
My significant other is one of those people who puts all kind of shit on it.
Tell him this why he ain't been invited to the house before.
What that shit is? Tahine or whatever that shit is?
Yeah.
That shit is trash. And I want y'all to stop. I want y'all to stop putting it on y'all.
Calm down. Destiny from Mexico.
That shit is trash. His
significant other is obviously from Mexico. Or white. Is she white?
No, she's black.
Shocker.
She.
You trying to call me gay?
Not trying.
He do that all the time, but
his doctor called him gay.
Whole time, you let a nigga fuck you in the ass, so who really gay?
She was a stud. There's a difference.
Well, you know my thoughts on that.
Yeah, you love studs.
No,
like you said, everybody know the best meat is when it's on the bone. That's why you like studs.
Oh, First of all, nothing has been out of my ass except feces. Okay. Okay. And two, unfortunately, I have already said that anything you do with a woman is heterosexual sex. So I have nothing to say to whatever you're talking about.
So when y'all show y'all boyfriend, that's still heterosexual because she's there?
Were you saying like, I want you to grab a Bible and show me where these words glorify God. That's what I want you to do. Okay. What?
Mm-mm. It's a new Testament.
Shout out Lauren London.
Oh, wow. She's still cheating on Nipsey Hussle.
Y'all getting canceled for real.
What? Because she was cheating? How dare she move on and find somebody else to treat her right when her man passed?
Y'all are getting canceled.
The marathon continues.
Speaking of which, are you watching ATL 2 when it finally comes out? 17 years later?
They still making that?
That's what they say.
Starring DC Young Fly and Timothy De La Ghetto.
No, nigga. That's First Shower 8. No, this is going. They apparently bringing everybody else back. Speaking of, did you watch that Bad Boys 4 trailer?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Because I figured no matter what it is, me and you going to go see it.
Oh, wow.
So I figured, what's the point in looking at it?
Crazy.
Like, why piss myself off? What was I about to say? Why piss myself off with the trailer knowing it's going to be shit anyway? Just pull up.
As long as you know. As long as you know.
They are damn near 60 now.
Well, what
they are damn near 60.
One of them looking good shape. The other one.
The other one's Will Smith. I know.
Well, first of all, I don't particularly care for Will Smith, so you can slander him all you want. All
right, let's say they bring back Bad Boys 5, and they're going to bring back Lonzo, what's his face? He's getting out of jail, and he's trying to take over a new state, so he head on down to Miami. You going to watch that?
Who is Lonzo? Oh, that's the nigga from the first Bad Boys.
Nah, that's Denzel Washington and Training Day.
Is this also in the same universe where
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He gets out of jail in New York and he decides to go take over a new city. Okay. He go down to Miami.
Okay, so
are you watching it?
Is this in the same universe where him and Giancarlo Esposito played Magneto and Charles and X-Men in the new X-Men?
Somebody said I seen that one, but I also seen one that said Jeffrey Wright as Professor X. And Esposito's still Magneto.
And let me guess, RuPaul playing Rogue? is that what niggas are saying?
Nah, RuPaul gotta be Mystique. Drake gonna be Rogue.
And you know what, bro? As much as I feel like we're not too far off of any of that. We all can get into a new rush hour.
We rarely do this. We rarely do real dumb shit on this show. Let's have a real dumb moment. Let's make the worst X-Men cast movie ever.
Okay. Who was Tyler Perry playing?
We only got to use every... Real shit? Tyler Perry... It would have to be between Tyler Perry or RuPaul for Mystique, because they're constantly changing. And RuPaul, his dresses; Tyler Perry, his sexuality.
And the other one playing Rogue.
Give me that red phone. Why would you throw it?
So who? Okay, so who we gonna get for Professor X?
No. The one who not playing Mystique is playing Storm.
Don't do Storm.
Hey. Storm would have to be Lupita. No, we're making terrible casting. Lupita would be too good because she's actually African. We ain't seen that yet. She's African and dark skinned.
And dating a white man. She tricks. Anywho.
Actually, we can't even do Lupita. Because she's already in the Black Panthers. Like, she couldn't be Storm.
Why couldn't she?
Because they're going to combine it all at some point.
As far... When did Marvel buy X-Men? Because I thought that was still a Sony project.
Nah, X-Men was Fox, and they bought all of Fox. That's why Deadpool is now technically MCU. But I think, who are we going to get? So if we get, we're going to keep Denzel as Professor X, Giancarlo as Magneto, RuPaul as Mystique.
I co-signed none of this bullshit.
Who's Wolverine?
Lil Meech.
I'm done. This is over. Hold on, no. This is over.
I gotta put in a note so we keep up.
This is over.
Oh shit. Nah, this gonna be great. This is
crazy.
Podcast topics. This shit says last open January 11th.
Once again, our producer not writing shit down.
I gave him some ideas in the car, let me tell you.
Let's see. Magneto, Giancarlo, Professor X, Denzel, RuPaul, Mystique, Wolverine, Lil Meech. Who again for Storm?
Let's see.
You know what? I got just the perfect.
Just the perfect?
Storm Reed.
Oh, I was just thinking Keith Palmer, so.
Oh, nah, they still want, Keith Palmer's still trying to get Rogue.
Yeah, I seen it, bullshit. I haven't, well, and look, as much as I used to love Keke Palmer, the day she blocked
me. Yeah, I was like, you still saw her blocking
you? The day she blocked me was the day that I have nothing positive to say about her.
Who we gonna get for Coco Jones?
Me.
I don't know who else we got. Who's a big, who we got for Cyclops?
Whichever one of the Bailey twins decide they want to come back to acting.
Has Halle ever? No. Has Chloe ever left? Halle, which one? Which one? Which one got the baby?
Halle. Whichever one decides their floppy ass music career is over with, they can go ahead and come back to acting.
Chloe. Halle about to become a YouTuber. Mm. Her and DDG?
No, so we all on the same platform, huh?
That means you got a chance. If DDG can pull her.
I mean, first of all, listen.
And knock her up.
Okay, first of all, there's not a bitch alive that is curving me, so.
Is that why you only fuck with dead women?
Name them.
The dead women?
Name them.
I don't know their names.
Name
them. Name is why you got fired from the morgue.
I want you to listen.
Jane Doe, body bag, Jane Doe.
If there's a bitch out there that's curving me, I want you to put a name on it. Okay.
Kayla?
Who?
Kayla?
She married, so that don't count.
Funny you didn't say that she was white first.
No, you said that.
Jasmine?
I don't fuck retarded bitches. So keep naming them.
I don't even care if I'm the worst one. That's crazy.
Brianna?
Who?
Brianna.
Your ex?
What, my ex?
Who is Brianna?
You know who just wasn't my ex.
Who is Brianna?
Tell us who Brianna is.
Also, I never wondered her, so I'm confused.
One of y'all, you and your homeboy both fighting for? Old boy with the red hair? He was a Blake Griffin ass nigga.
Okay. No.
That ain't your boy?
That's semi my boy. But, first of all, what do I like fighting over bitches, okay?
A Jamaican?
Miss one, next 15, one coming. Mm-hmm. Ain't that right, friend?
I don't know anything about that.
Ain't that right, friend?
You know it. What'd they say? Keep these holes on my wrist like a watch.
I will stop this recording right now.
Keep these holes on my wrist. You piss me off every single time I come. I don't know why I keep coming over here. But you piss me off every single time I come here.
Because you love being over here, brother. I got that good food, that good money, that good everything over here. You love this good, don't you?
Nigga, I had to
speak it to the mic. Don't you love this good?
Nigga, I had to beg you to get some food. So,
you didn't have to beg. You just showed up early. That was your first mistake.
Oh, excuse me for being on time.
This time.
Nigga, because y'all didn't get here until, what, 1:40? Damn near 2 o'clock?
I was at a doctor's appointment.
Who you pointing at?
She stole my whip.
I mean, I don't know who you blaming, but I'm just letting you know, y'all wasn't on time.
Didn't you say you was about to take us to Texas Roadhouse?
No, because last week I said that the next time it's time for me to pay, I'm going to Juicy Crab, but you just denounced them, so.
Because fuck
we him. Can leave him.
Just like everybody else in my life. That's what's wrong with black people today. Always leaving me in my time of need. I'm grieving. I just lost my mother.
That was a year ago. What time would you like to leave, Chris?
You know what's crazy? I was going to say the exact same thing she said. So, literally the exact same thing she said.
Y'all don't fuck with my mama?
No, I love your mama.
Never met
But at some point in time...
My mama didn't love you, nigga. That's why she never called you by your name.
Okay.
What did she call you?
BJ.
Like blowjob?
No. Apparently they got some type of cousin. Yeah. No, they got some type of cousin. That I resemble, and because I used to show up to their house with my hat.
It's a nigga in Louisiana named BJ that looked like him, but what made it funny for me is she only said that because he came over to the house and he had his beanie dead ass sitting on the side of his head like this. And that's how that nigga wore it in Louisiana, except, never mind what I was about to say, but that nigga was a drunk. So was you.
So I was just going to say, nigga, where do the similarities stop?
That nigga was 5'9", he had short arms.
Oh, okay. Well, the short arm part is true, but I'm not 5'9".
Your arm's short? I mean, obviously in comparison to your body.
And they are.
My shit too damn long, that's why none of my shirts fit.
Is that also why your pants don't fit?
Nah, I'm just too thick.
Two C's? Double C?
That when people go get BBLs, they say, let me get that Dre. That's Quint. Speaking of, since we're already talking about food and getting ate, what are you trying to go for, Just Rated?
I thought you had it all planned out, so I'm confused.
I got one spot in Atlanta we can go to, but that's somebody's house. That's just what restaurant? I feel like there's some places you've been wanting to try. You're probably going to have to hit them local first.
Oh, I'm going to Animal Farm next week, so... Oh, well, not next week, but the week after, so...
Where's that at?
Downtown. I think off 12th Street, 12th Avenue.
Let me guess, this, you going with your girl?
No.
You were just...
So they doing...
Obviously, I'm down to come and record, but if it's with your girl,
no.
The fact that we don't say your name, I'm not then about to put your girl in the video.
No, no. So Animal Farm is supposed to be doing a cease and desist menu, private dinner. But I was like, I wonder what their regular food look like. So I'm going to try their regular food.
You gonna go for the cease and desist menu?
No.
Okay, they got some private event that you somehow weaseled your way into?
No, but it caught my attention.
Oh, so,
if the regular food good, then I'll go to their next private dinner.
It's called Animal Farm?
Yeah.
In Columbus?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, y'all messed up. Y'all going to Atlanta.
Animal Farm, Columbus.
You're trying to be like me, Googling shit.
Nah, I just want to see. They got pigs in the blanket. Grit bowl, chicken and waffles, burgers and fries, chicken Sammy.
Ooh, they got tater tots.
They got pork belly.
I was just trying to see if they had any crazy names on the menu.
Chicken Sammy is crazy for a grown adult restaurant. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they got a Korean barbecue pork belly. Is that what you was talking about?
It's one of them appetizers or whatever.
You want some pimento cheese?
I'm getting the hot and spicy pimento cheese crab dip.
How do you already know? I'm crying.
Yeah. Because I look at the menu. I did what y'all doing.
Oh, we about to have us a fun time.
Is that next weekend, you said?
Next week.
Next week.
So they're going to be the premiere episode of Just Rated.
Locally owned.
I got to do my hair first. Hold on. Relax.
I mean, you got what, 2 weeks? Because, yeah, 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks.
What day? Going to be here next week.
Let's see.
Because I'm guessing you're going off your off days.
You know
it. Yeah.
Because, I don't get off until 10 o'clock. So, of course, I'm not.
Yeah. P.M.?
P.M.
Damn, you be driving home? Couldn't be me.
It depends on if I'm working one day or, like, am I working three back-to-back. Let me see next week. What is next week? Oh, so it's going to be the week of the 7th. So, we probably the 8th or the 9th. Or the 10th. 8th, 9th, or 10th.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to find somebody. At that point, I probably don't even need nobody. The camera is going to be on you. It's just going to be me.
You're only saying that because I'm be going. Y'all are losers.
I mean, go ahead and get you some. We all gonna be eating. It's on this nigga dime.
Why?
Just because this is now a Just Rated production. So
it's a production cost.
Yeah. So now it's going into there.
You know what's crazy? That is something I'm gonna have to keep track of now. shout out my nigga Desmond. Keep that nigga on payroll. Hey, you trying to invest into the company?
Oh, but when I tried to do that, what that was, like 2 months ago, you was
I said, hold off on until I really need it.
Oh, damn. How bad are times? how bad are they?
I'm in a bind, Mr. Nate.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Nah, we need a new switcher. Like, we don't need a new one. Like, it's not a necessity. But the bigger one comes with more camera angles, and it got two. They got two ports.
I got to shit.
Damn, that's crazy.
So you know, in case you wanted to wrap this up early,
go ahead and wrap it up early, bro.
And like that,
please.
We gone.
Oh.